a heroic story from yesterday's lunchtime from a couple of folks at Neptune, Kevin Lurch and Mike Granger with us this morning. Let's just start with the decision first to go fishing instead of head to eat some lunch at a restaurant establishment. What you said you put your fingers up. I was that close to going to the hotel, you said. Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, we were real close to going to the hotel. Last year, actually, it goes back to last year, Mike and I tend to get out of the factory every day to try and get a little break from the factory. And we kind of got tired of eating out all the time, so we were trying to think of what we could do instead of going out to lunch all the time. And Mike's a big fisherman, and he suggested, well, hey, why don't you bring a fishing rod? We'll go fishing during lunch. So we did that a few times last year, and weather just got nice. You know, a couple weeks ago, started getting real nice, and we started doing that again this year. And we'd done that a couple times, and we were debating about whether we should go to lunch or go down to the river and go fishing. So barely made the decision. We talked about it for several minutes. Should we go fishing or you want to go eat today? So we ended up deciding to go fishing, but I'll tell you what, we just barely made it down there. It was close. We almost did end up at the hotel eating some fried chicken.
Had you ride in the car, I guess?
Yeah. Leaving in the trunk. So, you know, we decided we want to go down there and we'll head down that way.
Well, how many times have you been fishing this year?
That was our third time.
Okay, so three times out of about 5 months almost here. And wow.
Yeah.
Fate stepped in, no doubt about it. Well, you get down there, how long are you fishing before you see these rafters? And tell us what happens there.
Well, I bet we've probably been down there 15 or 20 minutes, I would guess, and trying to catch some fish. And I can tell you I'm pretty bad, so it wasn't going so well. But
what were you using to fish? I'm kidding.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
it matters.
He's my fishing mentor over here.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're fishing, kind of minding our own business, and we look and see some people coming down the bank with a little Walmart-type raft.
And where are you exactly again? Just explain where you are on the river.
We're actually behind AES by the boat ramp. If you head down that dirt road there by the gas line, you go all the way upstream. We're down there by some falls. The water's pretty low, so there's some rocks sticking up. And didn't think much of it when we saw him coming down. And Mike and I kind of looked at each other and kind of, no way. Surely they're not going to go down there in that little raft. And that was about all we thought about. About a couple of minutes later, here they come.
Yeah, we looked up and saw their heads coming down the river. We kind of looked at each other like,
they're not going to make it. Did you think that?
It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Couldn't really see what happened. We saw them go over, but there were some rocks in our way. We couldn't see. We didn't see them go under or didn't really know what was going on. But we were watching, and there were two boys that I saw in the boat that went over. And I think the boy's mother and stepdad, were there also, and we could see that his mom kind of looking around, and we were watching for a little bit, and then you could tell that she kind of started, it looked like she was getting pretty worried, kind of running around a little bit. And I told Mike, I'm going to go see what's going on, and walked up there to see what was going on. And by the time I got up there, one of the boys had made his way out and started panicking. They were yelling and screaming, help, help. So I started kind of looking around, and at some point, somebody said, there he is. And I don't know, maybe 50 feet downstream, here he comes floating up, face down. Mm-hmm. So at which point, everybody kind of freaked out there. So
you took the stand to go ahead and be the one to go after him, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I got pretty pumped up on adrenaline at that point, and so I was trying.
There was never any doubt Kevin was going in.
Yeah.
When he left to go up to see, to investigate, because they were kind of behind the rocks, and we couldn't really see the water up behind the rocks. But at some point on his journey up there, you know, it became very, very apparent that something was really bad wrong. So you had your shoes off by the time you got up there.
Yeah, I was pretty sure I was going to have to go in the water when we'd seen him come up. So I was taking my shoes off. I had safety boots on, and those heavy boots, I figured I'd better at least get those off. So I'd gotten my shoes off and was getting ready to jump in after him. And the good thing Mike was there. He was still thinking clearly. I sure wasn't. He said, whoa, you don't jump in there. Come down here. Run, you know, he was downstream some. So I ran downstream and was getting ready to go in again. And I still wasn't thinking real good. And I had some heavy work pants on and, you know, a couple shirts. That would have been pretty heavy on a waterlog. And I wasn't thinking about it. I was just thinking about jumping in there and getting it. Mike said, man, you need to strip out of those clothes. So
yes, you got to think about it. If he went down, I could go down too, going after him, right?
I don't know.
I was trying to make sure that we only needed one rescuer in the water.
Right.
Because the next person in would have probably been me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I'm making sure Kevin had every opportunity to
That was a good idea. I was glad he was there because I wasn't thinking too straight. But anyways, you know, we saw him floating down there and just barely above the surface of water. His head was sticking up, but just barely. So I jumped in the water and started swimming after him. Went a little ways and popped up to see if I could find him, and I couldn't see him. So Mike saw me sticking my head up, looking around. And he started yelling at me, and I looked back at him, and he said, "Hey, just keep going. He's right out there." So I turned around, kept going, and just kind of bumped into the boy, brought him in.
When you got to him, he was unconscious.
He was unconscious. Yeah.
Yeah, he was gone. I thought he was. I was really afraid. I thought he was going to sink completely out of sight. Because he was just, I mean, I don't even know if his head even broke the surface. That was the only thing showing.
Yeah.
By that time.
You probably had a little better idea of time, Mike. You're there on the shore, at least, while Kevin's scrambling for him there. How long do you think the kid was underwater there? I guess, taking a wild stab at it.
I would estimate the whole time he was underwater would probably be close to 3 minutes.
Mm.
Between 2 and 3, I would think.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good guess. I think he was underwater at least a minute before we ever even saw him pop out.
Yeah.
And it had to take at least a good minute or two to get him out.
There's a current there, so was he kind of getting away from you there at any point? Or, I mean, was he kind of being swept downstream any or what?
Yeah, actually, it was that's when it got kind of scary. We saw him pop up. It was just like the movies.
Yeah.
Saw him face down and hands out and just kind of spinning and floating down the river. It was that's when it got real scary, so... Yeah, he was drifting down there, not too bad. You know, once he got out of the rapids part, you know, I'd calmed down a pretty good bit. But so yeah, that's when I got serious. But anyway, so we got him out, and we're trying to. The other boy had made his way down, and he knew CPR also. I recommend everyone takes a CPR class. That's the second time I've used it in my life, and you just never know when you're gonna need it. Actually, I wasn't actually the one that performed CPR. The other boy did, but anyways, so his heart was beating, and he was still trying to breathe, although not very successfully. I think he was probably only trying to take a breath about every 10 seconds or so,
and
wasn't getting any air. So the other boy decided to go ahead and give him a breath, and just two puffs of air, and he took a deep breath, and still real ragged and irregular, but after a minute or so of that, he started breathing normal again. And within about 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, he was coming around and kind of aware, a little bit of aware. But I'll tell you what, it was amazing. After about 15 minutes, he was sitting there on a bank talking about what happened.
Hmm.
We pulled him out. It didn't look good. I wasn't sure if he was alive or not. So.
My goodness, what a story.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. You said you didn't really recognize how cool the water was.
No, I didn't. I was pretty hopped up on adrenaline. I just jumped in, and you know, a lot of people were asking me, a river must have been cold, huh? I really didn't notice. I wasn't in there too long, but it didn't take my breath away or anything. It's
water's pretty cool anyway, year-round, I think, down there in the river. But, it's May. But anyway, you get him up there. And a couple of blows, he coughs up a little water, you say, I think, and then he's good to go. How old are these kids now? You said they were teenagers, probably up 16, somewhere around there.
Yeah, 16, 17, 18.
Yeah, I guess 16 to 18.
But the paramedics and police had made their way down there by then, and he was up and talking, and it looked like everything was going to be all right. So we went across the street back to Neptune to make water.
Had a story to tell,
Yeah.
What was the family? What were they? Was their reaction afterwards? Obviously, very thankful, I'm sure.
Oh, they were real appreciative. I think they were kind of still a little dumbstruck, you know, not really sure what was going on, but they were all very appreciative.
Yeah,
including the boy. His name was Nick. That's about all I know about him. He was thanking me.
Yeah,
me and Mike, and it turned out good. Could have been a lot different.
Well, a lot of people
happy the way it turned out. So
a lot of people lost their lives in that river, and just a casual raft downstream could turn into something like that.
No problem.
Amazing. Got another hero. Appreciate you coming in, both of you. Kevin Lurch and Mike Granger.